The Great Lakes. The Great Lakes are five large interconnected lakes in the mid-east of North America. They are aptly named as they are the largest group of freshwater lakes on Earth and hold 21% of the world's surface freshwater. The lakes are Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario. Lake Superior is the largest of the Great Lakes. Four of the lakes lie on the border between Canada and the United States of America. The other, Lake Michigan, is entirely within the United States. You can remember the names of the lakes by using the acronym HOMES. H is for Huron, O for Ontario, M is for Michigan, E is for Erie, and S is for Superior. Some large cities are situated on the shores of the Great Lakes or their rivers. For example, the American cities of Chicago, Detroit, and Milwaukee, and the Canadian cities of Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa. Despite the five lakes having separate basins, they form a single connected body of freshwater. The lakes connect the mid-east of North America to the Atlantic Ocean. The Great Lakes region also contains about 35,000 islands and thousands of smaller lakes called inland lakes. Niagara Falls is famous for its natural beauty and is one of the most stunning places in North America. It is a series of waterfalls on the Niagara River, which flows between Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. The native people, the Iroquois, named the falls Niagara, which means thundering waters, after the roaring noise of the waterfall. Every year, Niagara Falls receives millions of visitors from all over the world. There are viewing platforms, parks, floodlights, and cruise boats on both sides of the American and Canadian falls. The falls are also a magnet for daredevils who like to perform dangerous stunts, such as tightrope walkers or going over them in a barrel. The United States and Canada jointly control the Niagara River and the falls. Thousands of tons of water from the Niagara River go over the crest of Niagara Falls every minute. The volume of water varies at different times of the day and year. Some of the water, before reaching the falls, is diverted into massive tunnels and used to generate electricity in the power plants below the falls.